This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number three. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from our Tampa, Florida radio station and across America, nationally syndicated by the Genesis Communication Network. We are also heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas right now, and we want to thank them for their service to America, as well as to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 operators. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, and everybody else working the overnight graveyard shift known as the Third Watch, thank you for what you're doing. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All kinds of freebies and goodies over there. All kinds of ways to participate in the program, as well as listening to the podcast, which is over there. All the different ways to hear us around the country are there, too. All right. Joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've got CPAC going on in Baltimore, Maryland, and we had the vice president there yesterday. By the way, the president will be there today. I can't wait to hear that speech and hear what he has to say. But I'm going to play a little bit of what Mike Pence had to say yesterday, because he started out, and the way he started out here, let me see here. Let me just get to the first part of this, because he set a tone for America again. And I'm so happy that this Mike Pence is the vice president. He set a tone by saying that it's fashionable for the media elites and Hollywood liberals to mock religious beliefs. Listen to this.
You know, the freedom of religion is not just enshrined in our Constitution. It's enshrined in the hearts of the American people. But make no mistake about it. Freedom of religion is under attack in our country. Lately, it's actually become fashionable for media elites and Hollywood liberals to mock religious belief. My own family recently came under attack just because my wife Karen went back to teach art to children at a Christian school. Let me say before all of you, I couldn't be more proud of my wife.
Well, they applauded that, and of course, I would have applauded it, too. He went on to say some other things, which we'll get to here in just a minute. But just to start out, he didn't say anything that's not true, and this is what socialism, a.k.a. communism, is all about. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I can't. I enjoyed the speech myself. I saw the whole thing, was very impressed, and it just speaks well about this administration, the tone that the administration has set for this country. And I do believe that as a result, sometimes, you know, when you have a good leadership, the Bible calls it righteous leadership, that trickles down eventually. And that tone continues to be set by both the vice president and our president in their speeches, you're going to see, I believe, that impact positively throughout the country.
Well, that's probably true, and I'm going to go on with what he said after that. We'll have to get by a little bit of applause here. But then he talked about, mentioned more about his wife, and this is the kind of stuff that you don't hear other people talking about, and you need to hear it because it's called the family structure. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Obviously cheering for what he said to begin with, but here
we
go.
She's a Marine Corps mom. She's a great school teacher, and Karen Pence is a great second lady for the United States of America.
And again, Rod, this is the kind of stuff we need to hear. This is the family structure we're hearing here. And I'm going to go back because here he comes again.
But let me be clear on this point. This is not about us. It's about all of you. It's about the sincerely held belief of millions of Americans who cherish their Christian faith and Christian education. And so I'll make you a promise. Under this president and this administration, we will always stand with people of faith. We will always defend the freedom of religion of every American of every faith. So help us God.
Now, America needed to hear that.
Absolutely. And like I said, he's setting a tone for this country that is going to positively affect our republic. To prove my case, remember the types of speeches that Ali Obama used to give.
Well, of course, and I got things here that would make your chin curl upside down. Like, America's not a Christian nation. America's enriched by Muslim. America's heritage, the revolution goes back. Yeah, give me a break.
And you saw the impact that it had.
Sure, divided America.
And so consequently, you're going to see the opposite positive effect of both Vice President Pence and President Trump because of their support of Christianity and their acknowledgement of our Christian heritage.
Hold that thought. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy, and we got one of those queued up for after the second segment, but I'll be right back with more.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always America and always conservative. God bless America.
Make it Obama fall!
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
The meeting between President Trump and North Korea dictator Kim Jong-un was probably doomed from the start, given Kim's record of lying about previous agreements to reduce or even give up his nuclear program and his desire to stay in power. Past performance is indicative of future performance. Kim wanted sanctions against his regime lifted first in exchange for doing things he could easily reverse or lie about. Ronald Reagan walked away from his 1986 summit with Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in Reykjavik, Iceland. The dispute then was also about nuclear missiles. Reagan wanted to keep building his Strategic Defense Initiative, or SDI. Gorbachev thought it would upset the balance of power. Reagan's walkout turned out well. 5 years later, the Soviet Union collapsed, thanks in part to its inability to match the U.S. military buildup. Kim Jong-un and his hungry nation will continue as it has for decades. He's not interested in joining the community of nations or in helping his people. The president was right to walk away. One can only hope collapse will follow. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Dominic's Blinds and Decor is expanding and hiring window treatment installers. As a subcontractor installer, your income can exceed $1,000 per week. If you have your own transportation and tools, are dependable with a great work ethic and professionalism, this could be the right position for you. Experience preferred, but will train the right individual. Call to schedule an interview, 941-922-2345. 941-922-2345. Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Dominic's, proudly American made.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I got a special voice waiting to tell you welcome back, and it's waiting to queue up here, and here it goes.
Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
All righty. And that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, who's on my line. And doesn't it figure that these things never want to play the way they're supposed to? But anyway, this portion of the...
For over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. Their family-owned business offers an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. David E. Garrett Jewelers specializes in one-of-a-kind pieces, sure to catch anyone's attention. Visit davidegarrettjewelers.com to shop thousands of available items or call 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, the jeweler you can trust.
And David E. Garrett Jewelers is a proud sponsor not only of this radio show, but of the Edwards, pardon me, notebook. And what is he specializing in this week, you said, Ron?
Well, he's specializing in a commemorative coin. And it's you can go to the website there, davidegarrettjewelers.com, and you can check it out. Go to the jewelry section, and it's the first thing you'll see on that page. And it's a commemorative coin. And it has on there, I think it's a beautiful depiction of a couple praying over children. And on the other side is 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And by the way, he does give a discount to veterans and active duty military, correct?
10% discount.
All right, very good. Now, let's keep going here because we got a lot of ground to cover. I want to talk about what Candace Owens had to say at CPAC, and she's another sharp cookie that's climbing up the ladder very quickly. The more I hear of her, the more I like her. And here's what she had to say right off the bat at CPAC.
Truth number three, racially motivated police brutality is a myth. It's simply a myth. But father absence is not. The number one issue facing Black America is that fathers have been removed from the home. It's that they have been incentivizing father absence. When the single motherhood rate jumps from 23% in the 1960s to a whopping 74% today, we have a problem. It's a problem that the left does not want to talk about. It is the destruction and the breakdown of the family.
Now, you said that in Michigan, it's probably more like 80% in the Detroit area. Is that what you told me?
I said in the city of Detroit, mm-hmm. it's about 80%. Absolutely.
And I agree that they're trying to destroy the family because
I'm sorry.
All right, that's part of the transformation of America from a republic to a socialist, communist state. That's what they do.
Yeah, and see, what people don't understand, Candace is right. Racism and all of that, you hear that in some of her other speeches. She talks about racism, as have I. Racism isn't a real big issue. Racism was a game or a tool that was used and promoted by the media to make it even bigger than it was, because the real racism were those who used and enacted policies that purposely kicked the Black father out of the home and destroyed the Black family. That tool was sort of like a petri dish experimentation to see how you could break down the American family in general. If you look at statistics now in the general population family is now breaking down. And I think it's over 40% now where you have out of wedlock baby births in the general white population of America.
Mm-hmm.
And Hubert Humphrey warned in 1968 that once it reached 30% out of wedlock baby births, it would spin out of control. And now that the general American population is over 30%,
mm-hmm.
you'll see the same thing that happened in the Black American community unless there is a dramatic change in policies, which thank God this administration is trying to enact to prevent the total destruction of this country. Because as my dad used to tell me, a nation is only as strong as her families.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the evidence of what happens to a community.
Well, the family is the basis for a democracy.
I hate that word democracy. We're a republic.
Yeah, but a republic is part of the democracy. It takes a republic to create, et cetera, et cetera.
It's democratic policies, you know, but we're a republic, mm-hmm. which is a bit different. But I don't want to quibble over words. We make both.
Yeah. Okay, listen, I want to get to Van Jones. Van Jones was at CPAC.
Oh, please.
And wait a minute. He's going to shock you. I'm going to play what he said to begin with. Just listen to this.
Okay.
Left-wing commentator Van Jones shocked audiences at CPAC by praising the conservative movement for leading the charge on just-passed criminal justice reform.
And what you're seeing now are Republican governors being tough on the dollars, tough on crime, and shrinking prison populations, and showing the rest of the country that it can be done. This is supposed to be my issue. You are stealing my issue.
Now, I'm going to stop it right there because Van Jones is well known to be not just a socialist, but a communist, a self-avowed communist, which is why he did not remain as a cabinet secretary once Barack Obama found that out. And he said, well, wait a minute. This is just a little bit too much out there.
Yeah, which is surprising because of the policies of the Ali Obama administration were basically communist.
They were.
But I guess he had to do that for public consumption. To appear to fool the American people. But, yeah, you're right. I met Van Jones a few years ago when I was at CNN and, comes across as a real nice guy. I wasn't fooled, but, you know, maybe some good will rub off on the guy. You know, you can't just, throw everyone out because you disagree with him, but, miracles do happen.
Now, Diamond and Silk got into the mix here because once this was said, this was part of a hit done by Diamond and Silk on Fox and Friends. But let's just play about another, 30 seconds or so of this.
Joining us now to react, social media stars, Trump supporters, and Fox Nation hosts Diamond and Silk. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Wild when y'all came
yes,
out.
Yes, it was phenomenal. I mean, a beautiful experience.
Amazing.
Just being there with like-minded people talking about our freedoms and us being very patriotic. We loved it.
Yes. What do you think about Van Jones praising Republicans?
Well, you have to understand that Van Jones has been a long advocate for criminal justice reform.
That's right.
So to see him give honor where honor is due, praising this administration for trying to solve this problem, I appreciate that.
Yeah, but you know what? He's apparently taking a lot of flack from people in his own party for siding with conservatives.
But you have to understand, sometimes you have some on the left, they don't want a problem solved. See, because
right.
they make money by creating this foolishness where we're always bickering about something. But
there you go. Why did you get to that point? They're always making money.
Absolutely. And that's what it's about in that regard. But isn't it funny? They're making money off of these issues, which they always do.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to block you and I from making money through their policies.
Well, that's because we're not one of them.
It's this elitist mentality. Mm-hmm. We can have, and now we're going to enact policies to make it more difficult for the common man, for everyone to make it up the ladder. So we're going to turn around. And what was it, the seven words that Ronald Reagan hated or feared most? Hi, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how they want to run things.
And
so,
by the way, let's back up for a second because, you know, a lot of people are going, well, Donald Trump got shut out in Korea, and we got nothing to show for it, this, that, and the other.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, wait a minute is right. How about Mikhail Gorbachev and Ronald Reagan, okay, that took 5 years to do something, and we had Reykjavik where he got up and walked out, and that's what turned everything around when he did that.
Well, see, what a lot of people don't understand is that sometimes doing that, when it's mano a mano, you have to do something to create respect.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's nothing else, I can guarantee you that Kim Jong Un respects our president because he had the cojones to say, you know what, CEO wouldn't want to be you. I'm even going to skip lunch. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't expect that. They thought he was going to capitulate. They thought he would buckle under like most American presidents have done. And Trump is not that same animal. He's a real man's man, and he just got up and left. And that's what you have to do. It worked with Ronald Reagan, and it's going to work in the long run with Donald J. Trump.
And Mike Pence.
Yes, absolutely.
All righty, well, we got to let you go. We'll talk to you next week, and have a great weekend. Stay low, and make sure you look out for the snow coming your way.
Oh, absolutely. Godspeed.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And we'll be playing the Edwards Notebook Club when we come back here. So, don't go anywhere. A lot more coming your way in the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 860, The Answer.
Online at theanswerkappa.com.
AM 860, The Answer.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doiihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You know,
Deseret News. I'm Patrick Foss. Addressing the Conservative Political Action Conference Friday, Vice President Mike Pence says there's a big choice in next year's election. Pence accused Democrats of openly advocating for socialism with far-left policies such as Medicare for All and the Green New Deal. President Trump is running into resistance from a handful of senators and his own party over his national emergency declaration. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has boarded his private train at the Vietnam-China border, ending a trip that saw a summit breakdown with President Trump. America's newest capsule for astronauts is rocketing toward the International Space Station on a high-stakes test flight by SpaceX. A Falcon rocket blasted off with the Crew Dragon capsule early Saturday from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The only passenger on board, a life-size test dummy. This is SRN News.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Fake news hotline.
There's a guy here from the AC company. Showed me some rust on the outside of my unit. Says the unit won't last for another day. Said it's about to crumble into a big pile of red dust. Wants to sell me another unit. What do you think?
That, sir, is fake news. And here's why. This is Florida, where everything rusts, even rust rusts. But a little rust on the exterior of the unit doesn't mean your operational system's about to fail. Sadly, some in the business use this scare tactic to try to make you buy a brand new system. Rusty fake news.
Before you make an expensive mistake, Google Total Air Solutions, your friend in the business, and have one of our qualified experts determine if you have a real issue with corrosion or just a little rust. And if repairs are necessary, we stand behind them with our no lemon guarantee. Total Air Solutions is a recipient of the 2018 Carrier President's Award. Total Air Solutions, online at TotalAirFL.com. That's TotalAirFL.com. TotalAirFL.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Windshields are all about safety, and so is Auto Glass America. If your windshield is damaged and you have comprehensive insurance, we'll install a premium quality replacement with a lifetime warranty at no cost to you. We'll buy back your damaged windshield for up to $100 cash on the spot and come to you with free mobile service. Keep your family safe. Call us today. Remember, if it's chipped or cracked, we'll buy it back. 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS.
Auto Glass America.
The Hugh Hewitt Show.
The Venezuelan people have spoken and the world has heard. They are turning the page on socialism.
We have got to get ready. I think there's going to be a military intervention, if not by Colombia, then Brazil, if not by both of them, the United States, and the president's getting it ready. Big speech, clearly a setup.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
The captain sent you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program, the Edwards Notebook, that's going to be played, brought to you by David E. Garrett Jewelers. They've been in business for 36 years and committed to the fine craftsmanship and stellar service that they provide. They are a family-owned Christian business that offers an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices, and they give a 10% discount to active duty military and veterans, too. Now, they have a catalog available at their website, David E. Garrett, that's with a G, David E. G-A-R-R-E-T-T, jewelers.com. Go there, check it out. They've got thousands of articles there, items to buy. And you can also tell them what it is you'd like, and they'll make that for you. They also have a commemorative coin that you heard Ron talk about during his segment. Now, their phone number is 937-325-3680. That's 937-325-3680 for more personal shopping experience and to get more information. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust. And here's the Edwards Notebook.
America is at war, whether you choose to believe it or not. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. The recent Michael Cohen hearings on Capitol Hill, while President Trump negotiated a hefty economic trade agreement with Vietnam and tried to improve things with North Korea, the political enemies in this country were trying their best to politically undermine and embarrass the president with a congressional spectacle circus featuring Cohen the clown, who spewed petty accusations. Cohen claimed that President Trump didn't really want or expect to win the presidency. Then later he said that Trump wanted to win at all costs. The Democrats hoped the Cohen appearance would sink the Trump presidency Not because he did something wrong, mind you, but because Trump has dared to defy the uber-internationalists and seek to obey the Constitution and govern on behalf of the American people first and speak out against the evil plots, plans, and tricks of the Democrat Socialist Party. So yes, my friend, there is a political war in our republic. What side are you on? I'm Ron Edwards. Join me Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern on AmericaMatters.us, SHR Media, and 12 a.m. Sundays on Talk America Radio Network.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's your opportunity to opine if you want to at 877-969-8600. Now, you know, the economy is just kind of banging along here. And for those people that, you know, want to say something different, that they don't seem to understand what it is that we're dealing with here, I'm telling you right now, you ain't seen nothing yet when it comes to the economy. The American economy has always been a tremendous engine of prosperity when politicians get out of the way. And for proof, look no further than Thursday's report of the fourth quarter growth. Tax reform and deregulation need to take a bow, because on Thursday, the White House Council of Economic Advisors reported that America's economy achieved the 3 percentage point growth for the first time in 13 years in 2018, that it was official. Now, this is really important stuff if you're paying attention. Now, the chairman, Kevin Hassick, of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, made the predictions in the heat of the 2017 tax reform debate and was ridiculed by progressive economists that said, never going to happen, never going to get above where Barack Obama was, that the anointed one did so great, and we could never get to that point again. But the evidence of the last 2 years is that deregulation and tax reform has, in fact, spurred private capital and investment exactly along the expansion that was needed to avoid a recession that was coming to America. Now, that's not to say that there still might not be one down the line, but we're a lot better off today than we were before. Now, the president said, sometimes you have to walk, and this is just one of those times, referring to leaving Vietnam following his summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Now, the market initially reacted the way you figured it would have. It had a slight decline, but then it came back again. And this is what happens. People realize the sky's not going to fall. The earth is still round. And things are good. Now, again, how about this when it comes to the CPAC meeting? And what we were hearing there from the different people that were talking, you know, Sean Hannity got up and asked a question. And listen to this.
You know, President Trump is providing leadership. He's kind of changed the whole psychology. I mean, we've gone from pessimism to optimism right there as a major change. He has ended the war on business. He has ended the war on energy. He has ended the war on success. So I'm here with just one simple ask. Please, join us to keep America great, and join us to put socialism on trial and then convict it.
All right, joining us now, nationally syndicated radio talk show host called America First, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, along with Fox News contributors Morgan Ortegas and Dan Bongino. Dan has been here all week with us. You know, it was really interesting what the president said. Man, I don't have to sell that deal. No airplanes, cows, cars, gas, oil.
Right.
You know, everything's free, but we're going to confiscate pretty much every penny you make.
Yeah, and I love that when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had that on her website, the FAQs, and then they ran for it. They said, oh, it's a Republican scheme. We have your website. It's like the Wayback Machine. You can look at this stuff. But, you know, Milton Friedman used to say about government spending, socialism, what they're proposing. He'd say there are four ways to spend money, but the worst way is other people spending other people's money on other people. Because cost and quality never matter. Liberals, that's government.
Liberals are always generous with other people's money. Morgan, and, you know, I love this. And Nancy Pelosi, when we send cameras to her district, what do we see? Mm-hmm. Homeless people, homelessness, needles all over the place. We see feces because people don't have a place to go to the bathroom. But she's, you know, hidden off in that enclave, gated neighborhood of hers. And I'm like, she's a multi-millionaire. Maybe she could build a homeless shelter right in her own backyard and facilities and showers and food and maybe some addiction help.
Not a bad idea, Sean. I don't blame her, I guess, for living in that gated community with what you just described in San Francisco. Listen, I think that this whole debate about socialism is really, when you take a step back, this is about who's leading the world order. And I think that this actually gets back to China. And with you being in Asia right now, I mean, you're sort of at the center of all of this. And the vision of a Chinese-led world is a communist-led order. It is not democracy. It's not freedom. It's all of the institutions in which the United States has led since World War II. The Chinese have an entirely different vision of that. So when we talk about socialism and we sort of mock the left or make fun of some of the more ridiculous proposals, I actually think on a very serious note, I look at a rising China and I think if we don't have the guts and if we don't have the gusto to confront them, then it's going to be, then this socialism discussion is going to be mute. We're going to see a communist-led world and that should scare everyone.
Well, it should scare everyone because that's what the Democrats want to do. That's what this new movement within the Democratic Party, the fundamental transformation of America, is all about. Make no mistake about it. And for anybody that thinks it's not, you're either a moron or a damn fool or a liar. I'll give you three choices. That's your three choices. Take your pick. Because we know they've been trying to fundamentally transform America since 2008. The guilted one, the joint gifted one, guilted one. Yeah, he might have been guilty. The gifted one, Barack Obama, gave us that. Well, the fundamental transformation of America. You know, I've still got those clips. I've still got those clips. Listen to this. Listen to this stuff.
We are no longer a Christian nation.
We do not consider ourselves a Christian nation.
The United States has been enriched by Muslim Americans. Since our founding, American Muslims have enriched the United States.
Wow. Couldn't make it up if you tried, his own words. And the fundamental transfer of America continues. All right, I'll be right back with the final segment for today. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you've practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You can kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Jay Sekula explains the lawsuits fighting the wall.
So we got five lawsuits now against the president's declaration of a national emergency. A lot of them are alleging the allegation of loss is that there's going to be harm to the environment. I mean, that seems to be the focus of four of these lawsuits. And what's interesting about that is a very weak basis for what we call legal standing.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 9, right after Larry Elder at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
The following message is brought to you by Health Markets, your first choice when you need health insurance for your small business. Do you offer health insurance to your employees? Call us now and see if you can save money. Do you want to offer vision and dental to your employees? Call us. Do you think you're paying too much for your current health insurance? Call us. Do you want somebody else to do all the legwork and search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide? Call us. We're Health Markets, and thanks to a little known solution, we could help your business save thousands of dollars on health insurance costs and save your employees money too. Our service is free. Don't miss the great savings. Call now.
800-651-3235. 800-651-3235. 800-651-3235. That's 800-651-3235.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all states. Product availability varies.
This is Chris Markowski, your watchdog on Wall Street, and this is your watchdog on Wall Street Money Minute. There's the old saying that history does not repeat itself, but it rhymes. You know, it's funny, following this North Korean summit and Donald Trump coming out and saying sometimes you just have to walk away. It's fascinating and brings you back to 1986, October 1986, where Ronald Reagan walked away in Reykjavik, Iceland. And the similarities, when I say history rhymes, obviously North Korea is not the Soviet Union by any stretch of the imagination, but the type of media coverage, if you go back and look, eerily similar. Almost the same exact thing. And now the mainstream media, Donald Trump got played by Kim Jong-un and on and on and on. They did the same thing to Reagan. And guess what happened a year later? Good things. Let's hope that good things happen sooner rather than later. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
For over 20 years, Custom Climate Concepts has provided Suncoast residents with expert service, repair, and maintenance of home and office air conditioning. But did you know that Custom Climate Concepts also offers full home generator packages, including installation? Keep the lights on and the house cool during storm season with a full house generator fully installed by Custom Climate Concepts. Call Custom Climate Concepts 941-955-COOL or visit CustomClimateConcepts.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and here we go with the weekend beach and boating forecast for all of the Nature Coast, all of the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And for you folks up there in the north, get in a vehicle, hop on a plane, head on down south, because we got some gorgeous weather this weekend in the 80s every day, right straight through about Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. Today, it'll be mostly sunny. Winds start out southwest, very light, smooth seas out there this morning. But during the course of the day, they'll turn to the west and be anywhere from 5 to 15 miles per hour. Seas will then become 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature will remain 73 degrees. The bay water temperature 74. Low tide is coming up at 6:15 a.m. High tide coming up at 1:47 p.m. And our beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our very good friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the largest franchise of the 168 franchises in the Freedom Boat Club all across America. And to be a member here means you've got reciprocity elsewhere with the 167 other franchises. Now, there's three different plans you can join by. Number one is the economy plan, which is great for retirees. That's the one I'm in because I'd use it during the week only, not the weekends, because on the weekends I've usually got something to do. I'm going somewhere doing something for somebody. So, the economy plan, first month of member dues are free. You get unlimited weekday use for yourself and another member of your household. You get four rolling reservations at a time. You get reciprocity not only here in our backyard with the 19 locations in Tampa Bay, but all across the country at all of the Freedom Boat Club locations. And you can add partners by splitting the one-time entry fees and doing it that way to reduce your one-time entry fee. Now, the standard plan is 7 days a week. You get the first month of member dues free. You get unlimited seven-day usage at any of the 19 locations for you and a member of your household. You get four rolling reservations at a time. You also get the reciprocity, not only here in the 19 locations in the Tampa Bay region, Tampa Bay Freedom Boat Club, but you also get national reciprocity at any of the 167 other locations across the country. Now, the way it works with the one-time entry fee is if you are active duty military or a veteran, you get $1,000 off the entry fee right off the bat. Now, add to that your police, firefighters, EMTs, or you work in the medical profession. Either as a nurse, a doctor, a nurse practitioner, maybe you work in a hospital, maybe you're an orderly, maybe you work in a medical office, maybe you're the secretary in the doctor's office. All of that gets you an extra $500 discount for a total of $1,500 off either the economy plan or the standard plan. Not too shabby. Now, seasonally, the seasonal plan, if you're only down here or at one of the other locations for a month or two or three, then you join and pay just the monthly fees to be a member of the Freedom Boat Club. And that's much more affordable. But if you want to upgrade, you can do that too and save a lot of money in the process. So there you go. Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay, 168 locations all across the country. Now, I want to play a little bit more of this Fox discussion back and forth about the CPAC. I believe this will be Dr. Gorka right now, I believe. We'll see in a minute. Then again, maybe we won't. Okay, try it again.
I don't disagree at all, and certainly China, we got Russia, we've got Iran, we got a lot of problems in the world, Dr. Gorka, and that's what I like about the president taking it head on, one issue at a time. But by the way, simultaneously working on perhaps even Middle East peace, as many of these countries or enemies aligning against Iranian hegemony.
Yeah, look, Sean, American leadership is back. I gave a speech this morning at CPAC where I said there are all these threats out there. We're going to deal with them. President Trump is dealing with them. But the biggest threat we face is socialism in America. And the left-wing media exploded. I called Ocasio-Cortez's Green Deal a watermelon. Green on the outside, deep red communist on the inside. And they can't take it, but that's the truth. When they want to control your health care, Sean, when they want to ban you from eating hamburgers and cheeseburgers, that's communism. And the 2020 election is going to be a very simple choice, Sean. It's going to be a choice between oppression and freedom. The stakes are not lower than that.
Very, very, very true and spot on. Spot on. And again, credit the president. Credit the president and credit the vice president for the great job that you're doing, because they are, in fact, doing a great job for America. And try as hard as they may, America is not a socialist country. Never has been, never will be. And I don't care how many of the media people try to convince you that, well, it's the mood of the future and more people feel this and feel that. No. No, 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 no. I get out all over the place talking to people from all political persuasions. That's not what I'm hearing in the state of Florida, which is a pretty good cross-representation of everybody from America, because you run into people from Canada, from California, from Washington State, from Maine, from Ohio, from Minnesota, from Michigan, at all points in between down here. You run into them all down here. And with very few exceptions, they come here to get away from the high taxes. They come here to get away from the regulations. They come here to start anew with a job that's going to pay them more money because they have more money in their hands that they're not going to have to give in a way of a state income tax or God knows whatever else. It's just that simple. So people are knowledgeable of what's going on, very knowledgeable of what's going on. Now, one last little thing here, if I can find it, before we have to part company on the weekend. Again, Mike Pence just blew the doors off the building at CPAC. I want you to listen to the beginning of his speech.
As I stand before you today, the American economy is booming. In just over 2 years, businesses large and small have created 5.3 million new jobs, including over 480,000 good-paying manufacturing jobs that the other side said would never come back. Unemployment has hit a 50-year low, and more Americans are working today than ever before in the history of this country.
All of that is true, and you should be hearing it every day from the media if they would tell you the truth. Instead, you're hearing the doom, the gloom, the lies, the misrepresentation. All that stuff, which just isn't true. But yet, this is what they sell, and they hope that your ignorance will lead them to the gilded place, and that is control of the House, control of the Senate, control of the White House. Now, I don't think anybody listening to this program, regardless of your political persuasion, is stupid enough to realize that that's the way this country needs to go. We are not a socialist country. We are not a communist country. We are a republic made up of free citizens. Free citizens that believe in freedom of speech, freedom of choice, freedom of religion. I could go on, but I've run out of time, so I can't. But anyway, check me out today if you're out and about. Come on up to Moss Nissan in Newport Richey, US 19 and 54. Look for the AM860 sun tent that'll be there. I'll be right there. And I'll be there with the Pasco County Sheriff's Department and Dave Moss Jr. and all those people that are going to be roaming around today. Look for me. I got $500 discount coupons. All right. See you all Monday morning, everybody. God bless America.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Come on, kid. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote.